This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. You've either been spending portions of the last several weekends raking the leaves from your lawn, or at very least paying someone to do it for you. A quick look at the trees, and you know there's plenty more to come. Even when we do it right and collect the leaves and put them in the biodegradable paper bags for a collection, it goes to a compost facility. It makes a difference. When we improperly dispose of this waste, it becomes a contributor to greenhouse gases that are produced in our landfills and garbage dumps. So we're going to talk about options today. My guest today is Nancy Stone, and Nancy heads up the Master Composter class offered through Washtenaw County Project Grow and the Ann Arbor Public Schools Recreation and Education Program. She's an expert in best practices for organic waste. And Nancy, thank you so much for your time.
Glad to be here, Dave.
Well, I personally like to go out and rake the leaves when I used to have a house, that is. Now I have a condominium and have somebody else do it. But I used to love it. I used to love getting a 16-bag day and then sticking it all out by the curb. It looked like accomplishment to me. It's not a bad thing to rake your leaves and stick them out that way, is it?
No, not at all. It goes to a large-scale composting operation where that material gets transformed into humus that's a soil nutrient, and it's wonderful stuff. But it's a lot of work.
It is. It certainly is a lot of work. But more importantly, not all of it's disposed properly. And additionally, there are communities around the country that don't have such regulations to treat the waste that way. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency estimates leaves and other lawn debris account for more than 13% of all of our solid waste, 33 million tons of waste every year, and a lot of it does end up in landfills, creating those greenhouse gases. So how do we avoid that here in Michigan? Because it is illegal, correct?
Correct. Since 1990, yard waste is not allowed in Michigan landfills. And that's because yard waste and food waste becomes methane gas when it's buried and decomposes. And methane gas is 23 times more potent than carbon dioxide, which we look at a lot for greenhouse gases.
So we have alternatives. We're again talking with Nancy Stone. Nancy is in charge of the Master Composter class offered through Washtenaw County. You're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. One of the easiest ways to deal with leaves, simply run it over with the lawnmower. Don't bag it, just mulch it. Beyond keeping the waste out of landfills, potentially, there are environmental benefits to our lawns and to our communities because you choose to do that.
That's correct. Michigan State University Turf Research Institute has done lots of work on mulching your leaves into the lawn, and it shows that it gives your lawn an extra feeding, helps nourish the soil, and a byproduct of that is that mulching your leaves into your lawn, just running your lawnmower over that, also discourages dandelion growth.
Well, that's certainly not bad, because a lot of folks use chemicals to take care of those dandelions, and of course that creates a whole other issue with runoff. Can this mulching of the leaves with our lawnmowers, can that also prevent some of that runoff of the bad things, the phosphorus and other items that might get into our waters?
Very much so, because the mulching the leaves onto your lawn creates a better soil, deeper soil that will absorb your water when it rains, when the snow melts. And also by using those leaves, you're keeping them out of your storm drain where they might just be following the rainwater down into the curb and getting into the water supply that way.
Might you recommend taking some of those leaves and not even worrying about mulching them down with the lawnmower so much, but putting them in the gardens and allowing them to be nutrition that way?
Yes, that'd be great. Just it's called healing in your garden, and adding it to mulch around your foundation plantings or on your regular flowering vegetable gardens is a great way to bolster the soil there, too.
One of the issues I ran into when I would pull all those wet and decomposing leaves out of gutters or move the lawn leaves into gardens where they would get wet and sit there for long periods of time, they smell.
Oh, yes.
is there a remedy for that? Because that is an awful, uncomfortable smell.
And so keeping it from getting so wet and drenched like that and keeping them out of the storm drains and curbs is a way to avoid that situation.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and you're listening to Issues of the Environment. Our conversation on best practices for organic waste in the season of falling leaves continues. Our guest is Nancy Stone, and Nancy is in charge of the Master Composter class offered through Washtenaw County. And since we've issued that title, let's talk a little bit about that. Let's talk proper composting. What exactly does that constitute?
Well, composting would be taking the organics from your garden and lawn and putting them into piles, either enclosed or not, and working with nature to allow that material to naturally decompose and being able to use that again in your gardens and lawns.
There's no real expense related to doing what you just described, is there, other than perhaps some labor?
That's it. It's very simple, and there's recipes on how to compost posted on Washtenaw County's website, and then there's also the class offered every fall, that makes people that are interested in it, helps them become certified Michigan Master Composters.
What would be the difference between becoming a master composter and someone who just created a big pile towards the back of my lawn and perhaps a brush pile under which it could sit?
The difference is that a certified master composter learns a whole gamut of different composting options. And so there's many ways that composting can happen, both in nature and with human guidance. And then also to be able to troubleshoot problems that may arise, either for yourself or for neighbors or the like. So you become a resource for your neighborhood.
Do you compost at home?
I do. Yeah. I have a very small yard, but active composting going on with that. And then I also contribute to the city's compost collection program for some things.
If I might ask, and it's not too personal, by composting at home, has it changed the nature of your property? Have you determined that it has become more healthy, that it is a sustenance for more creatures and less weeds and things we don't desire?
Definitely with that, and particularly using certain parts of composting. I use a lot of compost tea on my plants and the like, and the lawns and the gardens are in much better shape now than when we first moved into this property.
Well, once again, the opportunity to become a master composter exists. You can do it on a much smaller scale just by listening to the advice offered today. But in the end, and I think you and I agree on this, the easiest and best thing for your lawn is just don't bag the leaves. Use a mulching lawnmower and drive it right into the lawn.
And you'll save more time. And it's the same strategy that golf courses use. And if you think of just beautiful landscapes, you're not damaging your lawn at all. You're helping it. And it's the easiest. And enjoy that fall weather even more.
Nancy, thank you so much. I do appreciate it. That is Nancy Stone. Nancy heads up the Master Composter class offered through Washtenaw County, Project Grow, and the Ann Arbor Public Schools Recreation and Education Program. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and heard each Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU.